Testivity Audio Course, Property and Casualty, Module 9, Homeowners Insurance.
Dwelling policies were the precursor to a homeowner's policy. The homeowner's policy provides much of the same coverage as the dwelling policies, but has evolved to cover the need for both property insurance and the insured's legal responsibility for bodily injury or property damage to others. Thus, a homeowner's policy is considered multi-line coverage. Note, to purchase homeowner's insurance, the dwelling or residence to be insured must be owner-occupied. Section 1 of a homeowner's policy provides property coverage. The personal liability coverage of a homeowner's policy is referred to as Section 2. There are several policy forms available, and they differ according to the protection provided. Section 1 is comprised of four coverage sections, which provide insurance on the insured's residence and personal property. Coverage A provides property insurance on the owner-occupied dwelling used for residential purposes. The location of the resident's premise is identified in the declarations. This coverage section provides protection against loss to the resident dwelling or any structure attached to the dwelling, and materials and supplies located on or next to the described premise used to construct, alter, or repair the dwelling or other structures on the resident's premise. Coverage A appears in HO2, HO3, and HO6 policies, which will be reviewed later. Coverage B. This area of coverage provides a specific limit of insurance coverage for detached structures on the resident's premise. An automatic coverage limit of 10% of coverage A amount is provided for other structures for one or two family dwellings, and 5% of coverage A for three or four family dwellings. This coverage functions in a similar fashion to coverage B under a dwelling policy form. Coverage C. This coverage area protects all the unscheduled personal property of the insured while it is located in any part of the world. Coverage is 50% of coverage A for one or two family dwellings, 30% for three family, and 25% for four family dwellings, but includes special limits for certain types of property. There are several property exclusions applicable to coverage C as well. For example, the policy does not cover loss to autos, itemized articles insured separately, or property belonging to a tenant not related to the insured. Coverage D. This coverage area, under a homeowner's policy, is referred to as loss of use or additional living expense. It functions in the same manner as the corresponding coverage found in a dwelling policy, and is also considered to be an indirect loss type of coverage. It provides coverage if the insured incurs additional expenses while living at another location if the resident's premise is unlivable due to a covered peril. Only expenses incurred beyond an insured's normal monthly living expense will be paid. Additional coverages. All homeowners' forms include supplementary coverages under Section 1, in much the same manner as provided under the dwelling policy forms. These additional coverages are paid in addition to other applicable coverage limits provided under each coverage area, and include debris removal, reasonable repairs, trees, shrubs, and plants, fire department service charges, removal, credit card forgery, loss assessment, collapse, glass or safety glazing material, and landlord's furnishings. Each coverage area of Section 1 in a homeowner's policy possesses a specific limit of liability. The common exclusions found in a homeowner's policy include ordinance or law, earth movement, neglect, war, nuclear hazard, intentional destruction, and water damage, including flood or sewer or sump pump backup. There are five primary policy forms. These policy forms will vary according to the perils insured against and the individual exposure to be insured. These policy forms include HO2, HO3, HO4, HO6, and HO8. The HO2, or broad form, is the homeowner's insurance equivalent of the dwelling property broad form. This policy is known as the HO2 form and is available for owner-occupied homes. It is a broad form peril policy protecting an insured against all the perils previously reviewed in a dwelling broad form, plus theft, damage caused by bursting pipes, volcanic eruption, etc. If the insured covered his home for $100,000, coverage B would automatically provide $10,000 of coverage, and there would be $50,000 of coverage for coverage C. HO3, Open Perils Dwelling Coverage, or Special Form. This policy provides open peril coverage on coverage A, B, and D. Coverage C, however, is protected on a named peril basis. The HO3 policy provides the broadest scope of coverage since it provides all risk insurance protection. This homeowner's form includes the four coverage areas of Section 1. The percentage limitations allocated to coverage B, C, and D are the same as the HO2. HO4, Renter's Insurance, or Tenant Form. This policy form is known as HO4. It provides coverage for a renter's unscheduled personal property, or coverage C, and loss of use, coverage D. It is a broad form peril policy. If the named insured tenant carries $10,000 of coverage on personal property, the policy will provide up to $3,000 of coverage for loss of use under coverage D. HO6, or Condominium Form. This policy is also a broad form peril plan. It is designed for the unit owners of condominiums to protect against loss of personal property arising from a covered peril. If the insured carries $20,000 on coverage C, 50% or $10,000 worth of coverage would be provided for loss of use. This form also provides coverage of up to $1,000 for unit additions or alterations. This amount may be increased for an additional premium. Note, a condominium association policy covers exterior walls and interior framing, while the insured's HO6 policy covers interior walls and content. The association policy is primary, and the HO6 is secondary. HO8, Historic Homes or Modified Coverage Form. The HO8 insures against basic perils. It insures older homes where replacement costs may exceed market value. Section 2 Coverage. Section 2 of a homeowner's policy form provides personal liability protection and medical payments to others. Section 2 of all homeowner's forms are identical in the scope of coverage provided. Coverage E, Personal Liability. This coverage protects the insured if a legal suit is brought against him or her as a result of legal responsibility for bodily injury or property damage to others. The initial coverage limit available is $100,000, but can be increased. This coverage protects an insured if another person is injured on any insured location. It also would protect the insured, spouse, and family who is legally responsible for bodily injury or property damage to others arising out of personal non-business activities. Supplemental payments for legal defense costs are also provided. Coverage E exclusions. Any loss assessment charged against the insured as a member of an association, corporation, or community of property owners. Any loss assumed under a contract or agreement, except contracts that relate directly to insured location or contracts where the liability of others is assumed prior to an occurrence. Property damage to property owned by, used by, or in the care of the insured. Intentional injury or damage as defined by the policy. Bodily injury and property damage arising out of business pursuits or the rendering or a failure to render professional services, with some exceptions. Bodily injury and property damage arising out of the rental of any part of the premise except for rental of part of the insured premise as a residence, and liability arising out of ownership of aircraft, watercraft, or motor vehicle. Coverage F, Medical Payments to Others. Also known as guest medical, This coverage pays when someone is injured in the insured's home or due to activities of the insured or insured's family. Negligence does not have to be established in order for medical expenses to be paid. If an accident occurs during the policy period, necessary medical expenses will be paid up to 3 years following the accident. The limits provided by the policy is $1,000 per person and may be increased with additional premiums. Medical expenses are defined in the policy. In addition, claim expenses and first aid expenses are also covered under this policy section. Coverage applies to the following injuries: sustained while on the insured location with an insured's permission, sustained off the insured location and arising out of a condition on the insured location, on a location immediately adjoining the insured location caused by the activities of an insured, caused by any resident employee in the course of his employment, or caused by an animal owned by or in care of the insured. Note, this does not cover anyone who qualifies as an insured. Exclusions applying only to coverage F: bodily injury to a resident employee that occurs off the insured location and does not arise out of or in the course of work the employee performs for the insured, anything covered by workers' compensation, and bodily injury due to nuclear reaction, radiation, or radioactive contamination, including consequential injuries. Any payments under Section F may also include the supplementary cost of legal defense.